Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Way Out. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to a couple of openings. 2 Peter, the third chapter, and 2 Timothy, the second chapter. In 2 Peter, the third chapter, 2 Peter 3 and 9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise." How many would believe the Lord's not slack about anything? "As some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering to usward, as with so many things." People think they're waiting on Him, and He's actually waiting on them. Yeah. "He's not willing that any should perish." Now, this contradicts a lot of preaching and teaching that goes on in churches. How many is it God's will to perish? Not any. How many would understand that means not a one? Not any. And yet, there's a lot of folks that are trying to say people are perishing. They're perishing with disease in their body. They're perishing with mental anguish and fear and anxiety. And they're perishing because of lack in their finances. And the list goes on. And there's a lot of folks will tell you, well, that must be the will of God some way. He's working something out in their life. He's teaching them. Don't you believe it? I said, don't believe it. It's not His will that any should perish or be destroyed or be consumed in any area. He's a good God. He's the God of victory. But what is there an alternative to perishing? What is there? What is it? He's not willing that any should perish, but what? There's an alternative to perishing. What is it? That all should come to repentance. So some weeks back we began a series we're calling The Way Out. And that way out is repentance. And we've been on it. And beware of thinking you're enlightened and we don't need repentance anymore.
That's right.
No, that's not enlightenment. That's deception. Yes, that's right. And confusion. Yes. And don't look at repentance as a negative thing. It's a gift. Yes. It's a gift from God. It's a gift of His grace. Yes. To come out of things that you otherwise could not get out of by yourself.
That's right.
It's the way out. And it's the way back.
Thank you, Lord.
If you've gotten away from Him, it's how you get back to Him. It's the way you get back to full fellowship.
Amen.
Restoration, glory to God, is by what?
Repentance.
Repentance. Go to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, please. 2 Timothy and 2. 24. 2 Timothy 2:24 says, "The servant of the Lord must not strive." Tell your neighbor, help them out this morning. Look at them and say, "Be cool."
Be cool.
Be cool. What are we talking about? Don't stay all worked up. Don't get and stay embroiled in striving and wrestling. How many understand you're not cool when you're all stirred up and twisted up and upset and angry and hurt and offended and everything else? That's not cool. "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle." That means you got some peace about you. "Unto all men, apt to teach, patient." Keep going, verse 25. "In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves." This is so important. I don't care how much you see or how clear you are. Don't come across to people haughty and know-it-all. A lot of times, instead of saying, well, what you need to do is this. Well, anybody would know that. Don't you see that? Folks don't respond very well to that. Gentle and in meekness instruct. You know, I found a lot of times in a tense, uncomfortable situation, instead of trying to tell somebody something, there have been times the Lord led me to ask them a question. Well, what about this? Have you thought about this? Well, let me tell you something that's helped me. Now we're not talking about you. We're talking about me. Right? All of those are just different ways of coming across with some humility instead of pride. And that you care about people instead of acting like you just think you know more than they do. Or better somehow. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them what? Repentance. See, that's what we're talking about earlier. Repentance is a gift. If God would give them, peradventure, we might say perhaps, if God perhaps would give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, what will the truth do for you? It'll make you free. People who need to repent are folks that have been ignoring the truth. Verse 26, that they may what? Recover themselves. Now, this is not somebody setting you free. This is not somebody doing something for you, praying for you, delivering you. If you'll repent, you don't have to have anybody do anything for you. You'll be free. And you can get out of it yourself with God's help. They may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So repentance is a gift from God. And it is the way out of the bondage. Can you see this, Amen. Friends? Yes. And it is the way back to fellowship that had been broken and restoration. There's nothing more miserable than broken fellowship, whether it's with God or with another person. But thank God there is restoration.
Amen.
There's forgiveness. There's cleansing. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. They tell you, oh, it's too late, can't be fixed. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Somebody ought to say that out loud. With God,
all things are possible.
Nothing's too difficult,
for Him.
Glory to God. You believe that, don't you? Now, turn with me, please, to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and the first verse. And I'm going to read the complete English version. It says, when Christ Jesus comes as King, He will be the judge of everyone, whether they are living or dead. So with God and Christ as witnesses, I command you to preach God's message. Do it willingly, even if it isn't the popular thing to do. Why would he say that? Because there's going to be some times and parts of it that a lot of folk don't want to hear. And that's what he goes on to say. You must correct people and point out their sins. Really? But also cheer them up. And when you instruct them, always be patient. Again, that's that not being haughty and arrogant. Because we're all in the same boat. We all got flesh. Right? Verse 3. The time is coming. The Spirit of God said this through him all these years ago. The time is coming when people won't listen to good teaching. Really? They won't listen to good teaching. Instead, they will look for teachers who will please them by telling them only what they are itching to hear. They will seek out people who will tailor what they're teaching to what they perceive the people like to hear. And if they think it might cost them some crowd or finances, they won't preach that. I know years ago I read that in the King James. I wrote in the margin of my Bible, Teacher, teacher, scratch my ear, tell me what I want to hear. Well, do you want somebody to tickle your ear, scratch your ear, or do you want the truth? Well, the truth can be sobering. But it's good. And in the end, it'll make you free. Y'all are already wondering where we're going with this. Well, hold on. Verse 4. They will turn from the truth and eagerly listen to senseless stories. Now, you would think that everybody wants to hear the truth, but it's just not so. There's a lot of people who don't care about the truth. Now, if you haven't understood that, think about that. Meditate on it now. I'm telling you. You might think, well, everybody wants to know the truth. No, they don't. And there's a whole lot of folks, they don't care about what's right or wrong. They only care about what they want. They don't care if it's right or wrong. And there's a lot of folks don't care if it's true or not. They just want to hear what they want to hear. They want to do what they want to do. They'll turn from the truth and eagerly listen to senseless stories. It's like entertainment. It's like a movie that's not true. And we're the entertainment generation. We've fed on fiction our whole life. Think about that one. But you must stay calm and be willing to suffer. You're going to get persecuted. And you must work hard to tell the good news and do your job well. That's why you need to pray for your preachers. They need to be troopers and do what, you know, what they're assigned to do. I've had people say, well, why don't you preach on this? Or why don't you preach on that? I've told a few folks, I don't preach on what I want to preach on. Why would I preach on what you want me to preach on? There is a big boss.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know that's not real to a lot of people, but there is a big boss. Yeah. And the first thing I do when I start thinking about the Sunday morning message or the Friday or if I'm out on the road, I don't just say, what do I want to talk about? Never. Never. I ask the Lord. And I seek Him. And sometimes you don't get it immediately and you don't have it till He gives it to you. And it's always a relief when He does.
Yeah.
It is. Because you don't have it. I mean, I could get up and say something and do something, but it would be empty and it'd be dead and flat and it wouldn't help anybody. But if it's from Him, it's a living word. And it's more than a man. Glory to God. You excited about it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Way Out, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me